Okay, today is Daf Ayin Tes. We're in Ayin Ches Amud Beis. We'll learn today Le'il Nishmas Gibor Ben Gidon and Neshama Shel Avin Aliyah. So it says in the Gemara, or by the two dots before the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ne'emanim. Rabbi Yehuda says that if people come along and say, this is my son, my son's a mamzer, he is believed. Kidetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Yakir and Alach Erim. That you have to be Maki, your own Bechar, right? You have to. That's a pasuk in Devarim. It says, you have to be makir him. Amar mikat Amar Yehuda. Neman Adam Lomar Zebni Bechar. A person is believed to say that's my Bechar. Ukeshem Shneman Adam Lomar Zebni Bechar. Just like he's believed to say that. Kach Neman Adam Lomar Zeben Gerusha v'Zeben Chalutza. This is the son of a Gerusha. This is the son of a Chalutza. He's a Kohen. He's a problem. He's a believed to say he's a Mamzer. All these things he's believed. The Chacham Omer, the Chacham argue, Eino Neman, not true. Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak l'Rava. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says to Rava, Bishloma l'Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, Hayinu Diksiv Yakir. That makes sense. It says Yakir, he's believed, that's why it says Yakir. El Rabbanon Yakir Lamali. According to Rabbanon, what does it say Yakir for? We don't believe you. We don't believe the father. We don't believe the father. The Gemara says, "Bitzorech hekera," where you need a hecker, where you need to recognize him for other purposes. Not to say he's a mamzer, but let's say a guy shows up. He's been away for 20 years. Boy shows up. A young man shows up, and the father says, "Yeah, that's my son. I know that's my son." Then we believe him. Now, lamai hilchasa, regarding what halacha do we believe a father to say that he is his son is a bechor? Regarding what halacha? This question, according to most, is asked according to everybody. In other words, whether it's the second sheet here that he's believed to say you're a Bechor, or Yehuda that you even believe to say bad about him, like he's a Mamzer or something, regarding what are you believing him? Regarding what? Lot says, Pishnayim. What, he's a Bechor, he's entitled to Pishnayim. That's Pshita. That's Pashit. That you'll be believed to say that you're a Bechor, who the Bechor is Pishnayim. That's Pashit. You know why? Lamali Kra. What are we in a Pasuk for that? Migu. If I can give my son as a matana while I'm still alive, I can give whichever one I want, all the possessions. I'm not going to be believed that he's a Bechor. Therefore, he's entitled to Pishnai, he's entitled to double. Believe me. Well, you know why, if you don't believe me? If you don't believe me, I'll give it to him now. I'm on my deathbed anyway. Not going to live that much longer. I'll give it to him now. So believe me when I say which one's the Bechor, because I have the power to give him Pishnai right now. So believe me. So the Gemara says, Binachasim shenaflu la'achar mikan. No, some nachasim that fall to you after you give it to him. After you give him all your possessions, now you win the lottery. Now what? So now, Ulur Meir, according to Meir, the Omar, who says, that you can give something to somebody even if it doesn't exist yet, so you can give a stipulation, I'm giving my son, you don't believe me, he's a Bechor, fine. So I'll give him Pishnayim right now, while I'm still alive. And now, and whatever I'm going to get from now till I die, also he gets Pishnayim of that. You can do that. Why? Because it's Navashim Lobal Olam, it works. So Yakir Lamali, what am I going to need Yakir for? So the Gemara says, Shenaflu Lo Kishahu Goseis. Whatever falls to him when he is a Goseis, when he's on his deathbed, Mamash on his deathbed, Mamash dying, and a Goseis we hold. A Goseis does not have the power to transfer and convey anything to somebody else. Why not? For four reasons why not. But before we say the reasons why not, therefore, since even in the case of a Goseis, he would not be able to convey the property, therefore we have the word Yakir. Why can't a Goseis transfer property? What's wrong with a Goseis? So, Tosfos Riazakin says, since Rove Goseis in our Lamisa, that's the rove of the world. Rove goes on the Lamisa. Though if he's already considered like a mace, the Goseis, because not people generally rove don't survive. That's one. The Rashbam and Tosfos say that Bederach Klal, a Goseis is not somebody that has the power to speak, to be involved in Kinyonim, and the power to do all those things. Therefore, it doesn't mean a Goseis, Lav Dafka, anybody who's sick, anybody who can't convey property, anybody who can't transfer, this guy's on his deathbed, he can't talk. He can't get up and sign a document. He can't do anything. Doesn't have to be a Goseis. Anybody who's sick like that. That's them. Then the Ritva, the Rashba say, because we're suspicious that he doesn't have sound mind. The guy's on his deathbed, he has sound mind, start transferring property. We don't assume that. So but if those three reasons, a Gosis can't transfer property, therefore even if you're halak with mayor, that a guy could say, whatever I get, I'm going to give to my Bechor, but not if you're a Gosis. Because if you're a Gosis, you can't be involved in Kinyonim, therefore you have the Pasuk of Yakir, no, he's my Bechor. Okay. New Mishnah. Why is this Mishnah? Okay, the new Mishnah, the next Mishnah really is about Shlichus, which we had already in the second parak. What's this doing here? So many say, to tell me the Rashi say, the reason why this is here is because we're going to talk about Yuchsin. It's going to get to Yuchsin. Even though it's really about Shlichus, it's going to get talk about Yuchsin, and therefore it's here. Mishnah Rasan Rashos L'Shlucho, L'Kadesh Es Bito. If a guy sends a Shliach to be Mekadesh his daughter, and also, V'Halach Hu V'Kidcha, he also is Makadish's daughter. So who is the daughter married to? She's married to whoever did it first. Whoever did it first. Reuven says, Shimon, to be Makadish, go find some guy for my daughter. And then Reuven's walking down the street, sees a nice boy, asks him, and he's Makadish for the daughter. Who is she married to? Whoever married her first. The Imshal Shlucho Kadmu, I'm sorry, Im shelo kadmu, if the father married her first, kedushin of kedushin, the kedushin is good. V'im shel shlucho kadmu, kedushin, and if the shliach got away first, then kedushin of kedushin, the shliach's kedushin is good. And what do we say? The shliach is automatically batal. If the father is his first, then the shliach is automatically batal. Therefore, when the shliach was makadish somebody an hour later, that was nothing. That was nothing. Who is she married to? Whoever did it first. Now, v'meni yodeya, what if you don't know? You don't know. So the halacha is, shnehem nostin get. Two people have to give a get. Both of them have to give her a get. She can't marry either of them. It's a suffix. V'im ratzu echad nostin get, v'echad kones. V'im ratzu, and if they want, echad nostin get, v'echad kones. If they want, one can give a divorce, and the one can stay married to her. Does the one who stays married have to give her a new kedushin? That's a machlokas. Some say, yeah. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Ramah even says that, but others say the Marie Beirav says you don't have to give another kedushin. The first kedushin that you gave was chal. That's also about to machlokas. V'chein also ha'isha shenasna rishus l'shlucha l'kacha. If a girl, a young lady gave somebody else rishus to marry somebody for her. Right, she appointed a shliach, v'halcha v'kadshes atma, and then she was mekadesh herself. Same exact case. She appointed a shliach to go do it, and then she ended up doing it herself. So who's she married to? Whichever one is first. Same halacha. Im shalak kadmu kedusha kedushin. If she herself was first, it's a good kedushin. V'im shal shlucha kadmu, and if the shliach went first, kedusha of kedushin. It's a good kedushin. V'mein on your day in shnehem. And what if you don't know? And if you don't know which one came first, Shneim Nostin Glaget, both give a get, V'imratzu, and if they want, Echad Nostin Glaget, V'echad Kones. Again, if they both want, if they both agree, one can give a get, and one could be Kones. One can marry her. Okay? Now, why did the Mishnah have to mention both cases? One with the father, and one with the daughter. Same halacha. Right? Same halacha. Why are both mentioned? So the Gemara says, Tzricha, we need both. D'i ashmein and gabe didei. Had I only had the case of the father, I would say, Mishum de gavra kimle biyuchsin. Because men are very involved in yuchsin. They're very involved. So we would, that's why this mission is here. So we would think that even though the father appointed a shliach, when he found somebody else, he figures, oh, this guy's got better yichus than anyone my sheikh's going to find for me. I'm going to marry her right now. Ah, well, it's but a young girl, delo kimle biyuchsin. She's not involved in yuchsin. Ema, I would say, lo nehevet kedusha kedushin. Her kedushin should be no good. Why? Because she appointed a shliach. Where does she come off that to get married without a shliach? So I would say it's no good. V'yashmin agabe dida. Had I written only the case of the woman, I would, you know why? Fine.
She's not interested so much in Kedushin, in Yuchsin, but she's very interested in what kind of boy she marries. So she appoints a shliach, but then she has the opportunity to see a guy for herself. She's going to take that chance. But we say the father doesn't care so much who it is. What does the father care? It's not his wife. It's not his husband, right? So the father might not mind so much. Hey, any good boy will do it. Therefore, I would say, doesn't count. Therefore, I would say the father doesn't have the right. Tzricha, that's what they're both mentioned. Okay. Next. Itmar. Okay, this is not simple. Okay, before we get to the next Gemara, there's like a 2-minute introduction here. There's such a thing as a chazaka, right? Such a thing as a chazaka. There's two types of chazaka. There's a chazaka that somebody's... One second. There's two types of chazaka. There's a chazaka that somebody's status remains the way it is. For example, if a kohen... This is not my example. This is the example of the Gemara in Chulin. If a kohen walks into a metzorah's house and diagnoses the metzorah and decides he's a metzorah, right? He says, oh, you have the definition of metzorah. And the kohen walks out. Maybe we should call the kohen right back. Maybe the metzorah, the saras went away. Call the kohen right back. Maybe a minute later, the saras went away. Now we have a chazaka. You were a metzorah 5 minutes ago, you're still a metzorah. Okay? That's called a chazaka me'ikara. You were a metzorah yesterday, you're a metzorah today. Torah says 7 days, you have to be like that. Again, you were a metzorah yesterday, you're a metzorah today. That's one type of chazaka. The other chazaka is the exact opposite. This is in the first Mishnah of Nida. Right? Right now, a woman sees Dom, she becomes a Nida. Was she a Nida yesterday? So what do we say? It's a machlokas between Hillel and Shammai. Right? One of the only three times in Shas where Hillel and Shammai themselves argue. So it's a machlokas. You're a Nida right now. Were you a Nida yesterday? Shammai says no. It's a chazaka. You were kosher yesterday. You were tahor yesterday. Right now you became tamei. Right now you haven't became Nida. Hillel says, no, we have to go back 24 hours. And the Gemara explains that Hillel only said that. Really, Hillel agrees with Shammai. Hillel said that because women is a natural course of events. The women are going to become Nidas. That's part of life. So when she sees Dom right now, we have to be Choshesh. She was really a Nida yesterday too. It was just brewing, didn't come out yet, fine. But really, in principle, Hillel agrees. Yeah, there's a chazaka. You were Tahar yesterday, you're Tahar today. You became a Nida right now, so right now you're Tameh. What about the food you touched yesterday? Is that Tameh? No. Only by Nida, Hillel argues because it's Ragil, it's Ragil to happen. But in principle, no, today, right now you're Tahar. Okay? Right now you're Tahar, so we know otherwise. Two chazakas, it's the same chazaka. One is a chazaka me'ikara, and one is a chazaka mehashta. Those are the two. Again, you can spend a year in this daf. Itmar, here we go. Kitcha aviha baderach. The father is mekadesh a kedushin for his daughter baderach, on the road. What does that mean, on the road? That means not where the daughter is. Not where the daughter is. The kitcha atzma ba'ir. And then she herself is mekadesh a woman, a man, not mekadesh a man. She gets married to a man in the city, away from the father, later in the day. The father's first. The father's 9 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock in the morning, the father goes over to a boy. Now, what kind of girl is this? So we're talking about a girl who's under the age of 12 and a half. Because if she's over the age of 12 and a half, the father has no ability to be Mekadosh's daughter. Can't be Mekadosh's an adult daughter. So she's under the age of 12 and a half. Now, what happened? The Gemara is going to say, this is her 12 and a half birthday. You know how kids, you ask them how old they are. I'm 12 and 3/8, right? That's how kids are. Not when they're 12, when they're 5 and 3/8. But that's how kids are. So it's her 12 and a half birthday. It's the day she's turning 12 and a half. Okay? So in the morning, the father says, oh, she's still a Naira. I can still marry her off. Right? In the evening, the girl says, now I'm 12 and a half, I can marry myself. 12 and a half is the day when she becomes a bogeres. 12
and a half a day.
12 and a half. 12 years and 6 months.
No,
because when she turns 12, the father has to close the power for 6 more months. So now 12 and a half is the day where it switches. So in the morning, the father says, she's still a naira, I'm allowed to do it. When she's 12 and a half, now later in the day, she says, I'm a bogeres now. I can marry myself. I always wanted, I was waiting for that guy to marry me. And finally, he did it today. So then that night, the father comes home and says, you're not going to believe what happened today. I married you this morning. She says, what are you talking about? Vahare hi bogeres. Right now, she's a bogeres. But they go to the Bezdin, they do a test on her, she has siman of a bogeres. What do you do? Who's she married to? She married to anybody? Rav Amar, Rav says, Harehi bogeres. Right now, she's a bogeres. Right now, she's a bogeres. The chazaka is, she was a bogeres in the morning also. Therefore, she's not married to the guy the father did, she's only married to the guy she did. Okay? Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, Chayshinon, we're afraid. L'kidushi Shnehem. That both of them. We're afraid for both of them. Why are we afraid for both of them? Because Shmuel, I'm sorry, right, Shmuel says that he's not so, he has a suffix. Shmuel makes more sense than Rav. Rav holds Chazaka Dahashta. Right now she's a Bogeres. We're going to have a Chazaka. She was a Bogeres yesterday too. Shmuel says, no, it's a suffix. We can't go. We don't follow the Chazaka Dahashta, and therefore we have a suffix when the Samana of Bogeres came. Therefore, she cannot marry either of them. Why? Because the suffix in the morning, maybe she was a Bogeres, and if she was a Bogeres, the father couldn't marry her off. And in the evening, the suffix, maybe she was still a Naira, and therefore she couldn't marry herself off. So for stock, it's a suffix. Okay, that's the suffix. You know, this is the whole daf. Now, look at the top Tosfos. Tosfos asks a very interesting question. Tosfos says, why does this case have to be so complicated? Why does it have to be so complicated that she went ahead herself and got married? Why can't the case be, the father married her off to somebody? Make it nice and simple. The father married her off to somebody. Right? The father married her off. Forget her. Take her out of the equation. The father married her off, and that night she says, what are you doing, Dad? I'm a Bulgaris. Why does she also have to be married to somebody by herself? Why are you making it so complicated? Vim Tomar. Amaya fligu Rav Shmuel b'kai gavna. Why are Rav Shmuel arguing in this case? Niflagu b'kedusha avia greda. Let them argue when the father married her off alone. Kama depirish depligi b'kedusha avia v'acharach kitchi atzma. Why are you making it so complicated that the father married her off and she married herself off? Why are you making it so complicated? Tzem halacha would be, if what? If the father married her off, and forget her. She's sitting home, twiddling her thumbs. Father comes home and says, look what I did today, I got you married. She says, what are you talking about? I'm a bogeres. Same Shaila. Right? Rav would say, she's a Bogeres right now, and Shmuel would say, no, it's a suffix. What is her also marrying somebody help this case? That's Tosfos' question. You got the question? V'yesh Lomar answers Tosfos, divadai lo pligi b'kitcha avia l'chud. No, if the father would marry her off, and she didn't get married also, there'd be no machlokas. Why not? Or wouldn't there be any machlokas? No, because the Bahahi, in that case, Modish Shmuel, Shmuel would agree to Anna Mekodeshes. She's not married. Shmuel would agree she's not married. Why? The Amrinan, because we say, Hemed Isha Acheskas Pnuya, keep the woman on her chazaka that she's a Pnuya, Kimo Shahoysa Kodem Shekidja, before the father married her, right? Vaharehi Bogeres Lefanenu. Right now she's a Bogeres. Right now she's a Bogeres. No one disputes the fact that in the evening she's a Bogeres. So says Shmuel, wait a minute, there's a chazaka that she's single. We'll keep that chazaka. Why? Unless we know otherwise. Ah, the father married her off, but she's a Bogeres now. V'harei, where is it? V'harei hi Bogeres lefanenu, v'ein kedushi ha'av kedushin. The father's kedushin is nothing. Aval ata, but now shekidcha af hi atzma. Now she herself married herself, right? She herself accepted a kedusha from a boy. Let the chazaka de pnuya. There's no more chazaka that she's a pnuya. Why not? Because no shaila, she accepted the kedusha from somebody. Dimimanoshach, eishes ish hi. No matter what, she's married now.
Mishom kedusha aviha, or mishom kedusha dida, either her father's kedushin or hers. Veleka hay svara umishom hachi palik Shmuel. We don't know what to, well, we don't know what to say. We don't know which one. Therefore, Shmuel argues. So, if the case is that only one kedushin took place, then what would be? Shmuel would agree. Asks the Pnei Yeshua, bomb kasha. Pnei Yeshua says, wait a minute. So 9 o'clock in the morning, the father's Makadosher. Didn't Shmuel just say that if a father's Makadosher, we ignore it? So why don't we ignore it? Then at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, she accepts the Kedushin. Really, the fact that the father is Makadosher is irrelevant. Tosva says if the father was Makadosher alone, it would be irrelevant. So good. So 9 o'clock in the morning, say it's irrelevant. And then what? And then later on in the afternoon, she gets married from a boy. Shmuel would agree, she's married. You hear that? The bomb kasha. It's undermining the entire. It's undermining the whole Tosfos.
What's the saying? The two statements didn't occur together.
Right.
They present themselves together, but they didn't occur at
the exactly. Tosfos says if the father, if the
cases.
One second. Tosfos says that the why does the case have to be so complicated? Why is it so complicated? The shaila is the father was marrying her off, and now she comes and says, "What are you doing? I'm a vulgaris. You had no right to do that, right?" So what do we say? And she also got herself married off in the evening. And what do we do? Shmuel says it's a suffix. So and Rav says no, she's married to the second guy because she's a vulgaris right now. Or was she in the morning? I don't know, right? That's Rav and that's Shmuel. So the Gemara Tosfos says, "Why are you making it so complicated? Just lead out the whole thing with her." The father married her off to somebody, and she says, "What were you doing? I'm a vulgaris." That's the kasha. Tosfos asks. Tosfos answers, "No. If that were the case, Shmuel would agree that it's nothing. Why? Because the father's actions are nothing. Why are the father's actions nothing? Because she has a chazaka that she's a single girl. We're going to keep that chazaka intact, right? Dismiss the father's actions, and in the evening time, she's a vulgaris. Fine." So the father, 9 o'clock in the morning, married her off. Let's dismiss those acts. And then in the evening, she went ahead and got herself married. Now she's a vulgaris, so she's married to the second guy. What's Shmuel suffix? That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Tosfos says, if the father would be there alone, we would ignore the father's actions. Right? So therefore, we need to have both chazakas. So good. So Pnei Yeshua asks, so the good, so they ignore the father's actions.
Because
we're going to see in a minute, Shmuel holds nothing, it can't happen before 12. Between 12 and 12 and a half, Shmuel's going to agree that it could be she's a vulgaris if she has simonim early, not before 12. Impossible. Okay. Even if she's super developed,
okay,
doesn't make a difference.
So 12.
Right. Right, so that's what he answers. That's sort of the answer. I'm not sure he understands the answer fully. He says as follows. Really, Pnei Yeshua says as follows. Really, mida araisa, we would go after the chazaka right now. Really, Shmuel agrees that we go after the chazaka right now. She's an adult. What's the problem? The problem is we're talking about marriage. So when it comes to marriage, we're going to be machmir. It's a chumrah to make her a suffolk. Rav's very simple. Let her be married. Shmuel's much more machmir. Why? He's putting her into a status of a suffolk. Now she has to get a gift from everybody. Right? She can't marry anybody now. It's a suffolk. Why? Because why is it a suffolk? Because it's being machmir for kedushin. We don't want to mess up kedushins. Right. But when there are two chazakas, if there are two chazakas, then, one minute. When there are two chazakas, like over here, then Shmuel would agree. Right. But when there are two chazakas, then Shmuel, that's when Shmuel has a suffix. In other words, if there'd be only one chazaka, Shmuel would agree. But that's what Tosfos said. It's only one chazaka. But now there are two chazakas. If there are two chazakas, then Shmuel, that's basically the answer is, Tosfos says it. If there be only the father marrying her off, only one chazaka. Therefore, Shmuel would agree. But there's two chazakas, Shmuel's machmer. Why? Because it's in the Rabbanah. Okay. What? Make sense? It doesn't make sense. Okay, next. We got to move. It's 1:45. Now, I already gave you the answer, but now the Gemara asks, Amos, when did this story where the father marries her off in the morning and the mother marries her off and then she marries herself, when did that happen? Elema b'sof shisha, if it happened during the 6 months between 12 and 12 and a half, paha neima rav, harehi bogeres lefaneinu? That's when Rav says she's a bogeres lefaneinu? Hashtu debagra. Right now she's a bogeres. She developed a little early. But what about yesterday? Who's to say? Can't say that. What's Rav talking about? Ella bad la'achar shisha, after 6 months. What? Bahan name is Shmuel Chashin l'shneidehem. L'shneidehem. What, Shmuel has a suffix about that? V'ha amar Shmuel ein bein nairus l'bag which el shisha chadashim b'vad. It's a 6 month difference. So it's 8 months later, 8 months after she's 12. What's Shmuel's suffix? She was certainly a bogeret in the morning. The father had no right to marry her off. Ella l'tzricha dekadesh b'ahu yoma demashlim shisha. It was her 12 and a half birthday. That's the day. Rav Amar, Rav says, Harehi Bogeres Lefonenu. Right now she's a Bogeres. No shaila about that. Midahashter Bogeres, since she was a Bogeres right now, Bitsafer Nami Bogeres. So she was a Bogeres in the morning. Therefore, she's not married to the father's boy, she's only married to her boy. Ushmul Amar, no. Hashtahu da ICC Manim. Right now she wrote to Samanim. I don't agree with the Chazaka Dahashta. I don't agree from it. I don't hold from it. Therefore, right now she's a Bogeres. Good. Right now, what about in the morning? Maybe she was a Naira. Therefore, it's a Safek. Now, Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Maishtam b'mikvah. Why is this different than the case of the mikvah? It's not because we learned. Mikvah shenim dat. If somebody measures a mikvah, we knew at one point in history this mikvah had 40 saw. But now, today we go there and measure it. Right? Some committee goes to measure it. V'nim dat, v'nim t'chaser, v'nim t'chaser. It doesn't have 40 saw. What's the halacha? Kol, tahoros, shenasu, agabu, v'mafreya. Everything that was toivled in that mikvah, whether it's a person or a keli, all Tomei, Be'im Bershus HaYachid, Be'im Bershus HaRabim, it doesn't make a difference where the Tumah took place, because we're going to say it's a Vadai, it's not a Safek here, it's a Vadai, Tumos, all Tumas are Tomei, everything that was titled, till when? Till you knew it was full. Go all the way back, it could be 10 years, until you know it was full. Why over there are we so strict, and over here Shmuel has a Safek? Why doesn't Shmuel say, well, it's a Safek, maybe the mikvah was good yesterday? But all of a sudden, this mikvah is such a tough case. So the Gemara says, "Shiny Hasam." There, it's different. The Ikel Amemra, because you could say, "Hamid Tamei Aches Gasel." This Kli had a Chazaka that it was Tamei. It remains a Chazaka that it was Tamei, right? It remains a Chazaka that it was Tamei. It was Tamei yesterday. It's Tamei now. So the Gemara says just the opposite. The Amemra Lo Tavel, and say the mikvah, the Tefillah was no good. So the Gemara says just the opposite. Hamid Mikvah Aches Gasel. Say the mikvah was a good mikvah. Right now it's no good. Yesterday it was. The Amar lo chaser. Say it wasn't chaser. So the Gemara answers, how could you say that? Hare chaser lefanecha. Right now it's missing. Right now it's chaser. Right? Hachanami. Hare bogeres lefanecha. Right now she's a bogeres. The issue isn't right now. The issue was yesterday. The issue isn't right now. Right now we agree it's chaser. Right now we agree she's a bogeres. The problem is, what was the story in the morning when you toivled it? What was his problem in the morning when the father went ahead and married her off? So the Gemara says, Hashtahu debagra. Right? Again, right now she's a Bogeres. That's irrelevant. Hasam nami hashtahu de chaser. Right now it's chaser. So the Gemara says, here's the key answer. Hasam tarti lereyasa. When it comes to the mikvah, there are two things wrong. Number one, the keli had a chazaka that it was tamei. Number two, the mikvah is chaser right now. There's two reasons that we can't allow this thing to be tar. Two problems. The chazaka that it was Tomei, and the mikvah right now is chasa. Hacha, but over here, chadu l'reisa. There's only one thing wrong with this girl. And one thing wrong with her. There's one issue. What's the issue? What was her status yesterday? What was her status in the morning? There's only one issue. So for one issue, Shmuel will say, I have a suffix. I can't say vadai, because I only have one problem. I have two problems, vadai no good. Okay? Next. Ushmuel, exact same case now. Ushmuel, maishna mechavis. Why Shmuel? Why is it different than a barrel? What's a barrel? A barrel was, what they used to do in those days was, they used to have a barrel which they would designate, that's the truma barrel. So I'll eat whatever I want, and every time I eat, I'll just cheshbon out that certain part of that barrel now is more of its truma. That way I don't have to keep taking off truma. I have a million barrels of wine, so I'll take one barrel, and every time I take wine for myself, or wine to sell, I will mark off in the barrel what's now truma. And I'll give it to the kohen. The problem is, you go to the barrel one day and you find out it's turned into vinegar. And this Tana holds, vinegar and wine can't be torem zeh mizeh, because it's two different meaning. So now what do I do? How long was it sitting there and being vinegar? I've been drinking wine now for 6 months. How long did that go on? What do I, same case. What's the story? So, the Tanya. Hayabodik es achavis. You check that barrel. Lahafrish aleha truma. To give off truma. For holech. And you're doing that. V'achar kach nimsas chomet. And now you find out it's vinegar. So, kol yamim. Kol gibel yamim. Vadai. The 3 days is a vadai. What 3 days? Rashi says the machlokas what that means. The Pasha, what it reads is as follows. Once you know for sure that it's wine, you have 3 days of leeway. That's for sure. That for sure is, it doesn't, in other words, from the time you see it's wine, we give you 3 more days to know for sure that it's wine. Mikan ve'elech safek. After that, it's a safek. Right now, a week later, you see it's vinegar, so when did it turn vinegar? So, if you checked it Sunday, you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Now, you don't check it until the next month of Shabbos. So, what's the story with Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos? That's a safek. It's a safek. I don't know. Right? So, v'raminan, chavis ha-mikvah. So what's the difference between the chavis and the mikvah? By the mikvah we say it's vadai. By the chavis now we have a safek. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Maishna dahacha vadai, u'maishna dahacha safek. How come by the mikvah it's a vadai, and how come over here it's a safek? V'amar of chanina misurya, man tana chavis. Who's the one who held the story with the chavis? Who was so makel here by the chavis and said it's a safek, not a vadai? Rib Shimon, it's Rib Shimon. The gabi mikvah nami safek amashvi. He had the same safek by mikvah. He's consistent. It's other words of samach locus. Titania, kol tahoros shanatsu al gabav mafreya, all tahoros that have been toiled in this mikvah, be'em brushos yachid, be'em brushos rabim, tameos. That's what we said. Two reasons why it's tamei. Not two reasons why it's tamei. Two chazakas that cause us to paskin it's tamei. Reb Shimon says, no, be'em brushos rabim, tahoros. It's a safek. So what's the rules? When it's in brushos rabim, it's tahor. For brushos yachid, tolin. When it's in a Rosh Hashanah, he holds, unlike everybody else, it's a Safek. We would say, Tahar, he holds it's a Safek, he doesn't learn that from himself, the whole story. Fine. Avol le Rabbanon, but according to the Rabbanon, Tovol le Mafreya, shiny. If you Tovol le Mafreya, it's different. In other words, the case of the mikvah is different. Again, why is it different? Hasam, ik le Meimar, hemed tevel achas gaso, keep the tevel on its chazaka, the Emar and say, lo niskin. It was no true, wasn't taken off. So the verse says, Adrab, but just the opposite. Hemid yayin al cheskaso, keep the yayin that it's kosher, but omer of the emor and say, lo hichmet, it didn't turn into vinegar. So the verse says, how could you say that? Are we hichmet lefanecha? Right now it's vinegar. Hachanam here also, are we bogeris lefanenu? Right now she's a bogeris. Right? Hashtahu de bagra. Hashtahu de bagra. Say, only now she became a bogeris. So nami, hashtahu de ichmet. Say right now, it only became chometz, it only became vinegar. So the Gemara says the same answer. Hasam tartel reisa. There's two reasons why it's no good. Number one, that truma was always tevel. Until you know otherwise. Number two, right now it's vinegar. By a girl, the only issue is, what was she in the morning? It's only one problem. Therefore, Shmuel has a safek. Don't compare these other cases. They're not comparable. Okay? Hacha chadel reisa hu de'iko. Here's only one problem. Now, says the Gemara. Oh my goodness. Neima kitanoi. Let's say the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel is really a machlokas tanoyim. The halacha is that a shchiv meira, a guy on his deathbed, is allowed to give away all his nechasim. However, if he recovers, he's allowed to get it back. Why? Because nobody would give away all their nechasim if they think they're going to live. Nobody would do that in their right mind. What if you give away half of your nechasim? Then it's a good kinyan. Why? People do that. People do that. All the nechassim, nobody would do that. So what happened? This shchiv meira gave all his nechassim to somebody, and then he recovered. Now he wants it back. Right? So the guy who has it says, you weren't a shchiv meira when you gave it to me. You were a regular person. Right? You were a healthy person. You happened to be, gave me a big gift. Therefore, too bad on you. Right? He says, what are you talking about? I was a shchiv meira. So, me, now what do we do? So, me motzi miyad mi, who takes the land away from who? So, who motzi miyadam below raya? The shchiv meira could say, what are you talking about? I was a shchiv meira. And he'll win, but with that claim. The hain ain motzi miyadam below raya. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says, those guys want to keep it, they have to prove that he was not a shchiv meira. They have to prove that. Rabbi Nosson Omer. Rabbi Nosson says, wait a minute. Im bari hu alav lahavi raya shay shchiv meira. If he's healthy now, he has to bring a raya that it was a shchimera. The im shachiv im shchimerahu, and if he's a shchimera now, alein lahavi raya shabari haya. They have to bring a raya that no, right now you're healthy, but you used. I'm sorry. Right now you're a shchimera, but you used to be healthy. What's going on here? It's the same case. Name a Rav, the Amar Kir of Nassim. Rav said, like Rav Nassim, Chazaka de Hashta. Right now you're healthy. We believe you to say what you used to be. And Shmuel, the Amar Kir of Yaakov. And Shmuel holds like Rav Yaakov. That says what? I don't care about Chazaka de Hashta. What was the Chazaka yesterday? Right? Now, there is a story that we're going to get to it. Rove people are healthy. Rove people are not shchimeras, right? And there's a chazaka. It's a chazaka. And rove, chazaka, that most people are healthy, right? Okay. So therefore, let's say this is the same as machlokas. So Amar Lo Rav, no, another Amar, if you look Rav Yaakov, I can even hold Rav Yaakov. I'd kind of look Rav Yaakov Hassam. You know where Rav Yaakov held over there that we believe them? The money stays where it stays. It was always his money. That no one has a dispute about. It was always his money. You're taking it away from him? Well, we're not going to allow it to happen. Abul Hacha, me name a home, a guf al chizkazo. What, the guf should stay in its chazaka? We can't say the guf should stay that she's a naira. You know why? Because she's not going to be a naira forever. And today's the day where it switches. Today she turns 12 and a half. What kind of chazaka is that? We know it's switching. Can't say that's a chazaka. Ushmul amar, anad amir afil Rav Nassim. I could even hold like Rav Nassim. Ad kan lo kam Rav Nassim hasam. You know why Rav Nassim said over there they have to bring rayas to kuli alma becheskes briam kaimi. Most people, there's a chazaka that most people are healthy. You want to go against that chazaka? Bring a raya that you were sick. Man de kamapik nafshi mechazaka havei aleha lasuye raya. You want to go against that chazaka? You want to call yourself a shchivmera? You have to bring a raya for that. Bring the doctor to come and testify. Aval hacha, but over here mika mafka nafshi mechazekes de kamei. She's leaving the chazaka that she was before. Okay? Therefore, Shmuel says I have a suffix. Now, name a kahani tanoi. Let's say this is the following tanoim. Kidcha of the Yabaderech, the Kidcha Atzma Be'ir. This is how we started off now. Now, we said, Darehi Bogeres, and now she's a Bogeres. Right now, at night, she's a Bogeres. Tonicha Darehi Bogeres. Lefanenu. One Brisa said she's a Bogeres. That was our Brisa. V'tani Ezech, but there's another Brisa that says, Chashin Lekedushe Shneim. No, we are Choshesh. One Brisa holds like Rav, one Brisa holds like Shmuel. My love, Chad Kirav, Chad Kishmuel? So the says, no, lo, Edi Vidi Kiddush Shmuel. No, they're both like Shmuel. They're both a suffix. So why does one say it's good? Because Khan, the Mechasha show, one is where she protests. She says to her father, I was always a Bogeris. Right? Not that I was always. She's disputing it. In the morning, even in the morning I was a Bogeris. Therefore, she wins. Why? I was always a Bogeres. Kan, b'she'ed ma'chashto. She doesn't say anything. So she doesn't say anything. We have a suffix. If she says something, then of course Rav is right. So the question is, she didn't say anything. So she didn't say anything. We have a suffix. She's not sure. If she's sure, of course you believe her. So girl, lady, when did you turn 12 and a half? Yeah, 3 days ago. Of course you believe her. So if that's true, so if it am, I'm right, so let's say that Rav and Shmuel aren't even arguing. They're not even arguing. They both agree. Everybody agrees with Rav. But Shalit, what if you don't know? So Gemara says that can't be. It's impossible because it was a story. But Tisbra, Had Rav Yosef, Breder of Menashe, Midvil, Ovet, Ovet, Kavasid, Rav. He wants passing like Rav. The Ikbid, Shmuel. Shmuel got very angry. Farman, he said, Kuli Amal, Kaili, Le, Bekaba, Zuta. Most Rabban have a very small measuring cup. Meaning, they don't have such guts to be Matur and Ashish ish like that. The high, Midrabban, and Kaili, Bekaba, Rav. These guys have such big cups. They have such big shoulders. They're ready to be Matur and Ashish ish. To say she's a Vada Kedushin, I don't have the shoulders for that. Now, if he's talking about Dietrich, Lo Pligi, and if Rav Shmuel already been arguing, Samai Kukupin, why did he get so upset, Shmuel? Lame with the Dilma, maybe, of the Uvda Bimachashto, maybe she said, no, I was in Bulgaris 3 days ago. Since that didn't happen, obviously they argue. And Amalei Marzucha, Lo Ravashi, Hachyam Ramemar, Hilchasa Kavasid to Shmuel, we pass him like Shmuel, which we do not pass him like, for Ravashi Amar, he's a Basra, Hilchasa Kavasid to Rav, for Hilchasa Kavasid to Rav. He said it twice. Don't think we're passing like Shmuel. We do not pass like Shmuel. We do hold the chazaka da hashta. Right now she walks in and says, I'm 12 and a half. Check me out. It's true. We have a chazaka. It's amazing. We're going to see tomorrow. You can kill. Someone can give skila on a chazaka. Right? I'll just give you, we have a minute. A guy walks into town with a woman and two babies. No one knows who they are. No one knows any, Are they married? Who knows? Are these the kids? Are they not? We don't know. We have no idea. They walk into town and they act like a family, very nice. And then one day, this alleged mother has relations with the son. The son's 15 years old. They have relations. We will give that boy skila for having relations with his mother. We don't know for sure. The answer is it's a chazakah. You act like a family. You go to the PTA like a family, and you give a right. You're a family. We will give skila on a chazakah. That's tomorrow's daf. It's amazing. Right? Well, that's how far we'll take chazakas. Right? We don't know for sure that she's the mother who was in that operating room. We have no idea. You're acting like a family. We're treating you like a family. Same thing over here. She's a Bogeris Tahashta. So that's how far we take Chazaka. It's unbelievable. Chazaka right now, that she's a Bogeris. We have a Chazaka Tahashta. That's the same way it was yesterday. And therefore, the Kedusha the father did was no good. Only the Kedusha the mother did is good. The only the Kedusha that she herself did is good. Okay, we'll stop here and we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. Huh?